It was one time in middle school where I was confronted by this older classmate. He said something to me about like a problem that I had with learning. Like it wasn't like a problem. I just learned slower than other people. He said something about my mom. Said that, oh, your mom is dumb, so that means you dumb. So I don't typically fight people unless they say something about my mom. So once he said that about my mom, I stood up and I hit him and I got suspended for that day.
Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate your transparency, because that's what Brother Will Smith probably was feeling. We react to disrespect, but we don't respond to disrespect. I allow myself a moment to process what's going on, like Doctor Strange. We all seen Infinity War, right?
Yes, sir.
Remember when Thanos was coming, he was sitting there meditating in the air, and he was like processing all of these scenarios. What's the best response for this incoming threat? He had to pick the one that was what?
The one that will succeed.
Yeah, advantageous for them. But to the world, it looked like what? He was weak, right? He punked out, right? Mm-hmm. I want to expose the deception of what a real man is, this world's definition of one. Because if we keep continuing to try to resolve conflict with conflict, there continue to be situations like we saw at the Oscars. There continue to be more bodies in the city morgue. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
A man without self-control is like a city without walls. Basically, anyone can penetrate you, your mind, your emotions. And I don't want you to be like a lot of men out here who egos get in the way and pride or their trauma, something that happened in the past. They say, that ain't gonna never happen to me again. If someone else ever speak to me like that, I'm doing this. Don't ever make a vow like that. Because you're programming your brain to basically, you're fixed on a response instead of allowing yourself to process the best decision to be made in that situation.